Life can be so sweet on sunny Saturday Street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you're about as popular as Rugburn.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
You know, I didn't jump in and sing and, you know, mess up the theme song today or anything.
Right. Why is that?
I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. And, you know, all that means when you hear silence is I'm scrambling. Because I'm running late.
It's like every day, right? With us?
Oh, wait. Yeah, that is every day. Huh. I forgot.
Oof.
I have some disturbing news for some, good news for others. We'll get into it in a minute. I think all of you know, if you listen regularly, that we always bring you immediately when we read that a prediction has surfaced for the end of the world, the end of times, Armageddon.
Oh.
And there have been three or four in the last couple of years, and they were wrong. But now this came across, they used to say it came across the wire, it hit the internet yesterday, not everywhere, but some Christian sites, some particular Christian sites. Folks, it looks like this one's the real deal.
Oh, really?
And the world actually doesn't end just all at once, like, it'll be phased out by the end of 2017, starting around Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah, and I think people should know this. This is something I think we should, you know, get yourself ready for. So you get your affairs in order, get your life in order, get right with God.
Spend a lot of money.
Spend it all. Spend it all.
Yep.
I have, you know what, Dan, you just gave me... You gave me a great idea. When you said that, I have such a story, and I'll share it with you now because this is somebody that I know. And it's kind of related to thinking it's the end of the world. You know, the great thing about this show is people say, do you prepare for the show? No, and here's why. If I'd prepared and we'd had every 2 or 3 minutes laid out for the hour, I couldn't do what I'm about to do because you said something, and now I can take off with this story. This is a true story. We have some friends, and they're married, and they got married late in life. Late in life meaning in their 50s. They met on an around-the-world flight.
Whoa.
Yeah, this was a 30 days, a chartered jet, all the people on it paid $50,000.
Wow.
And you saw the world.
Wow.
Yeah. And you landed at all these different places in Rome, blah, blah, blah. So we had met this couple, I would say, several years ago. And they hadn't been married very long when we met them. And eventually, if you're with another couple long enough, it always gets to, how'd you guys meet?
Mm-hmm.
And it just does. So when that came up, their story is unbelievable. He, the guy, a great guy, by the way, and a very bright guy, retired at 48. He's one of those people who's just brilliant and can buy a company that he knows nothing about, study it, flip it, make it profitable, flip it, turn it, make a fortune, retire. But that's what he is. She inherited a bunch of money. She's also told that she has a terminal illness and that she might have a year. I'm not making it. Wait till you hear the end of this story. So she told my wife that And I didn't know a lot of this, but they had lunch one day, and she told me stuff that I hadn't heard. She said that she's on this trip, this round the world, and so is he, and they went as singles. He was not married, never had been married. She'd never been married. They had no kids. Obviously, still don't, because they got married in their 50s. And they met, if I get the story right, on the dance floor at one of the, I don't know, Venice, I'm sure some romantic hotel, because they stayed, and this was several years ago, so, you know, 50 grand, you better be staying in some pretty decent places. And she said when they walked out, went on the dance floor, they realized they were both traveling singing, went on the dance floor, that was it. They danced one dance, and that was it. It's a great story. But she had to, at a certain point, tell him, I'm dying. And when she inherited the money and she saw an ad for this trip, she just thought, what the heck? It's kind of like when you said, go spend all your money because the end of the world is coming. That's sort of what this is. She had more than $50,000, but still, what's 50 grand?
Yeah.
I'm going to see the world before I die. So they dance, and they just hit it off. And then I'm sure that to her and to him, this is very sad. I found that person, and she doesn't have long to be on the earth. So, of course, she sort of made that clear to him, because you can't make any plans. You can't. What are you going to do? Say to the guy, oh, my goodness, that's married. And then you tell him afterwards, oh, by the way, I'm going to. So, sadly, they think we can't have any future together because she doesn't have much future left. And she's very spiritual. There's a difference between being religious and spiritual. I don't think she's religious at all, but she's very spiritual. So she goes to, and I'm going to have to ask my wife, and somebody call and tell me the word for this, a shaman. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes.
What is that, Pia?
I want to say it's kind of like...
like a holy man.
Yes, I think that is the term for it. I think there's some parts of like witchcraft, maybe not necessarily witchcraft, no, but it's like mystical things.
Yes, exactly, right. And they're healers, and they can with touch, and certain, I don't know what the word to use, a certain, not tribes, you're not in the jungle, but certain groups of people and certain religious sects believe in these shamans, that they have healing power and they have the power to guide you and in your life, and they're like life Sherpas. So she goes because she's really into that past lives thing, and so she goes to this this shaman. And he does whatever he does. I don't even remember the country it was in. I could find out. My wife would probably, she remembers everything. And that illness is gone.
Whoa.
No, it's gone. I spoke to her 2 days ago. She didn't die in a year. She didn't die 10 years later.
Wow.
They're married, and she's alive. How about that story?
Man.
Now, had you spent everything, and then they go, the doctors go, well, I don't know what to tell you, but it's gone, you'd be both mad and thrilled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait, I don't have any money.
I'm broke. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm healthy, but I'm broke. Isn't that a great story?
Yeah.
I mean, they're married and very happy, and
well, that
it
was
all
like
happened on a round the world flight.
And that was like the story that Reggie McDaniel, who used to be our old movie reviewer,
tell him that story. That's a great story.
He had
it was a long name. It was a pulmonary
lung issues. Yes,
yeah,
with his lung,
and they told him several times, "You're going to die."
Yeah, yeah, I think his original diagnosis was like 6 months or something like that, and he
if you remember when we met him and brought him on the show. I think it was something like 2 years before that he'd been given 6 months.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. And then, but he wore oxygen the couple times he came in town. He had oxygen. And then one time he went to one of those revivals.
Healing evangelists.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was picked out of the crowd, and the guy told him, you don't need that oxygen anymore. Take it off. and I think it, what he did it for like a year or something.
Yeah, he lived did without it for it. A while.
But then
it was a year, but it was a while.
Yeah, it was a while. But then, of course, because he still had the, but he outlived his doctors, you know, by
way
10, 12, 12 years, or
easily
something.
10 years. Now, look, I don't know if when Reggie went to that evangelist, if. It's not for me to say if that did anything. You want to know my personal take on it is the evangelist is full of crap.
Well, and he ended up going back on the oxygen towards the mm-hmm. end anyway. And, just
the
because
truth, and the truth is, what he probably didn't realize was, had he not gone to that evangelist revival thing, he probably could have put the oxygen aside for a while and gotten along without it. It's like the story I told you of my dad who wore glasses for, I mean, when I was a little kid, I remember him wearing glasses. Can I tell that story again? It's a great story. I'm going to tell it anyway. My dad had headaches when he was in his 20s. And so this doctor said, go see my friend, the optometrist. The optometrist says, oh, you need glasses. They'll get rid of your headaches. Well, in the olden days, you had to order glasses. There was no one-hour glass. You waited a week till your glasses were made, and then they showed up at the optometrist's office. They call you and go, Mr. Strauss, your glasses are in. And so my dad gets these glasses, and his headaches are gone. Now, he wore them for about 20 years, and he'd have them replaced if they got all scratched up. And then one day, he broke them, and he broke them during the day, but he went on and did his work and came home, went to dinner, and all of a sudden it hit him, I see fine. I see perfectly. That doctor had scammed him. When he went to get them replaced,
they were just clear,
clear glass. There was no prescription in them. It was all psychological. So what happened was the headache would have gone away anyway. I had a headache 2 years ago that lasted 3 months. 3 months every day. I don't get headaches, so I thought brain tumor. I mean, what are you going to think? You don't get headaches, then you have a constant headache for three. I got a brain scan. I got nothing. They said, we don't see anything, and it just went away. Why it lasted 3 months, I don't know. Maybe it was stress. I don't, but it went away. So my dad's headache would have gone away, but it just happened to be that, coincidentally, it went away about the time he got these glasses, so he thought it was the glasses. It was a complete ripoff. And he told me that he was mad because he had, you know, you have the summer and working in the yard, yeah, sweating, and your glasses slide down your nose. All 20 years of that, putting up, fogging up in the winter when you come in the house, and he didn't even need it. Didn't even need them. So that's kind of like what you're talking about with Reggie. Reggie maybe didn't need to rely on as much as the oxygen as much as he thought he did. But then in time, he realized, yes, he did. So the healing thing didn't quite work. But, you know, Ian, Peon, I called you Ian, I can't believe it.
Oh, boy.
You know, too, and Dan, Reggie was very religious.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and
yeah,
you he would have fought through it, even if he knew he was struggling without the oxygen, just because he wanted to believe what that guy told him.
That's what the God wanted him to do.
Yes.
And that's, yeah, exactly. So that's kind of like the shaman thing. Reggie, for as great a guy as Reggie was, he kind of fell for that. Let me put my hand on your forehead and you fall backwards and you'll be healed kind of thing. But you're right. It is very similar. So I'm glad you mentioned the end of the world. Now, this all started because
the end of the world is coming.
And I didn't even want to say it. It's so frightening.
Yeah.
And we'll get to it later. I'm just going to tell you that here's the headline to the story. The end of the world will begin in 2017. And then it says it is actually predicted in the Bible.
Whoa!
That does it for me.
Really?
Yep. Wait a minute. Didn't all those other people say their calculations were based on something?
Yes.
But this one's the real deal. I know the others all said it, but I got to tell you,
yeah.
I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. This is it. So thank goodness we lead good, clean lives, and we've never hurt anybody's feelings, and I feel good about that. never done anything wrong, never said anything bad. Whew, aren't you glad now?
Yeah. I guess I should tell my daughter to just leave college and save some money.
Yeah, Lissa, you won't need college.
No.
There won't be a world for you to get a job in, because it's ending. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
Well, this is this is unbelievable. It's like yesterday.
Almost. Yeah, I don't really either.
Well, we're not going to close it because we didn't open it. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I'm going to tell you about the end of the world.
Ugh.
And I know, but I think people need to listen. It's not like you're not getting a warning. And we'll take some calls because Dr. Doug doesn't come on board till after the 4 o'clock news. And by the way, folks, you come first. So if you want to call, we come out of this break. We go right to you. This end of the world stuff can wait. It's not going to start till fall anyway, late fall. So we'll talk about it later. Here are the numbers if you want to call and you don't mind holding for about 4 minutes after I finish what I have to do. For most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. We talked a little bit, I believe, yesterday about the difference between different kitchen and bath places. It's not unlike a lot of other things, the difference between one heating and cooling place over another one, Matheny as opposed to somebody else. When you really start digging and looking into it, on the surface, it seems like they sort of all do the same thing. Well, pick out some cabinets, and what kind of countertop do you want? And doesn't it seem like every single person now gets granite countertops?
Yes.
Right.
Wow. The granite business, at some point about, I don't know, 15 years ago, 18 years ago, I guess there's a job like a miner, like a coal miner. I guess there are people, they're granite miners or something. I guess. They go out and they dig in and get granite.
Well, is that what they get out of quarries? Instead of having to go down like in a mine, you
well,
can just
I didn't mean
a
really a mine. They dig into the ground.
Right.
Yeah, it comes out. You ever see those big slabs of granite before they polish it?
Yeah.
They weigh like 80 million pounds.
I don't take those guys for granite.
I'm sorry?
I don't take those guys for granted at all.
Which guys?
The guys that dig it up.
How does that feel, what you're hearing right now? Silence. How does that feel? Doesn't feel good, does it?
I guess it feels okay.
Yeah, I knew he would be okay with it.
Then.
He's always okay with it.
Anybody else would go, oh, man, it feels horrible. I can't.
I guess it feels okay.
You see, Dan, the problem with what you just did was, it's not that it's not kind of funny. It's that anybody could have come up. It's so easy.
Yeah.
I don't take them for granted. So do you sort of see why there was no
He's
laughter?
Still busting a gut over there about
it. He still thinks it's funny.
I crack myself up sometimes.
Now, if I had said it, that would be funny. So those guys had to go, I don't know what happened, but, hey, Jim, remember you were laid off at the granite thing? Hey, they want you to come back. Apparently people are starting to put in granite countertops like crazy. And they did. They went from butcher block to a lot of Formica. Ooh, a lot of Formica. Formica that look like other things. There's Formica that looks like granite. And then granite. So, on one hand, I could see where people think, well, you know, what's the difference? Kitchen, bath, plate. We pick out granite, we pick out cabinets, handles, what kind of sink do you want? And then they put it in. No. It's not that easy at all. How much are they going to charge to do that? Is it reasonable? Are you getting what you pay for? Who are their suppliers? Who makes their cabinets? Where do they buy? Who are their, what sources do they use? Is it quality stuff? Or is it junk that looks good and you don't know the difference, so they can charge you a considerable amount for it and you don't know it's going to fall apart? I'll tell you the one thing I don't know anything about, but you better get with somebody who does, is cabinetry and drawers. There are some drawers that will slide out and hold up forever, and others, after a couple of years, hey, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a dove, I don't know what dovetailing, is that what they call it, where the wood goes together? There's a lot to know and a lot to look for. To be able to tell the difference between quality, because everything brand new seems to be okay. Yeah, I like these cabinets. Doors closed. Ooh, look at this. Pretty. Give it a couple of years and see what happens. Thompson Price does not put in that stuff. Their suppliers sell quality merchandise. Now, yes, they have different levels and price ranges. You can put a Viking stove in or a $20,000 refrigerator if you want to. They have access to that stuff. But what you like about Thompson Price is they will let you know that you don't need a $20,000 refrigerator. Now, if you want it, we can put it in. But here's why you might want to reconsider that. Take a chunk of that money, get an $8,000 refrigerator, and put it into this, because then you'll get your money back. Granite or quality marble or certain things are not going to break. There's no compressor to go out. They'll hold their value. That's a teeny tiny single example. They have lots of examples. They have a way of keeping you from making mistakes while at the same time listening to your ideas and bringing them to life. Because your ideas are probably pretty good, but you need somebody else to turn it into a reality with the right products, and that's what they'll do. And they do have a process, and I call it a process because it is. And you may start to wonder, well, the other people I talked to didn't ask me all these questions. Well, they should have. They should have asked you if anybody in your family is left-handed. They should have asked you extra tall, extra short, or older people going to be living here. They should have asked you all that. But they didn't. And because they didn't, you're not going to end up with the perfect kitchen or bathroom. At Thompson Price, I think you will. Make sure the word Price is in at least one of the companies you talk to. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home Showroom, about a quarter mile east of 270. Next to McAllister's Deli, and the website is thompsonprice.com.
All righty, it is time for a check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Good afternoon, Dan. Well, if you're coming in to St. Louis on westbound Highway 70 over in Illinois, it looks like right around Highway 160, they're doing some road work, and that's got a pretty good backup almost to Highway 143. And then you have heavy traffic already on westbound Highway 40, and that's from the Science Center out through McCausland, and eastbound 70 downtown slowing from about Lumiere Place Casino through the depressed section and the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities that help them build a path to success. To donate, visit a participating Mattress Firm or mattressfirmfosterkids.org. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Tim?
Yes, sir.
Are you okay? Because you had a throat issue, but what we just heard was not throat related. Twice there, you sounded like you're having a bowel movement.
Yeah.
did tell the truth. Did you have a bowel movement?
No, I didn't. But if you want to know
sure?
what I did, do you want to know what I did?
Did you break
so
in?
I had my closing liner with the Jack Schmidt Ford behind me, and I didn't realize it was there.
Oh, you
and my
it.
Headphones
yeah,
didn't.
Get it.
My headphones and microphone didn't reach far enough back. So
sure. Well, Tim, yeah, right. I got news for you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not true. And I could see why you wouldn't want to tell the truth. But we have
isolated.
It's called an. It's,
you didn't slow it down.
No, it's called an ISD. It's an isolated subtract device where it records things that the microphone you're talking into doesn't record, and you don't even know it exists. But sometimes it's accidentally left on, which it was, I'm sorry, and the audience actually heard what happened when you strained.
Yeah.
You say you were reaching for something.
Yeah.
You want to hear what they heard?
Okay.
What, right
what
after you strained, here's what they heard. So you might as well just fess up and say, I'm sorry. While
all right, you caught me.
I had a bowel movement.
You caught me. I tried my best.
The evidence is right there, Tim. Yeah, don't try to deny it.
Just, right. You know, the moral here is just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes truth is going to come out anyway. It happens. You had a bowel movement in the middle of traffic. It is embarrassing.
Own it.
You
know,
you're human.
Own
right?
it, buddy.
Now go
okay,
change
I own
pants.
It.
Go change clothes. And then we'll see you for the next traffic report.
All right, I'll be back. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Do we break here?
Yes.
We'll break, but we're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Ottawa Fury FC Saturday, April 1st at 7:30. For ticket information, visit stlouisfc.com.
The Big Sports Show.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams.
The Big Sports Show.
For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on The Big Sports Show.
The Big Sports Show.
Weekdays at 6:30 p.m. on KTRS.
Trial lawyers continue their attacks on Missouri companies, scaring off new investment and jobs. For years, Missouri's legal landscape has tilted in favor of the trial lawyers, with their lobbyists and their money, as they've conspired to gain more and more control over our legal system. Today, St. Louis is called the number one judicial hellhole. We should be embarrassed if we let the trial lawyers continue to exploit Missouri's one-sided legal system. It's an outrage. It's wrong, and it hurts Missouri families. Picking the pockets of companies and working families and driving employers and jobs out of our state? Missouri needs to be the show-me state, not the shakedown state. We need to take away the power of the trial lawyers and their special interest cronies. Call 573-751-2000 today. Tell your legislators they need to reform our legal system and make us proud of Missouri again. Paid for by Missouri Rising.
Do you have Clostridium difficile infection, also known as C. diff? Doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational drug to see if it helps prevent recurring episodes of C. diff. To qualify, you must be 18 or older, have C. diff for the first time, and be taking or have taken the antibiotic metronidazole or vancomycin for 10 to 14 days. All study visits, tests, and study drug will be provided at no cost, and reimbursement for time and travel may be provided. To learn more, contact Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377. Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, big boy, what's going on over at Fast Eddie's Bon Air?
Same old stuff, Mr. Shannon. You know nothing ever changes at Fast Eddie's.
Still got that huge peel-and-eat shrimp?
Yes, sir. I'm still going down and getting them every year.
Whoa. What do you mean you're going down and getting them? Are you telling me that you go to the bottom of the ocean to get those things?
No, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, I thought you meant like a snorkel and a net.
Well, that'd be one heck of a snorkel and a net.
Yeah, you'd have to make Jack Cousteau and several other mermaids very jealous.
I don't know about any mermaids or Jack Cousteau.
Well, that's for sure.
But the answer to your question is it's all the same. And we're having a ball at Fast Eddie's, just like I'm having a ball doing this silly commercial.
So, folks, if you're 21 and in the mood, head over the Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Just check out FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text FUEL to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
For over 50 years, this guy has been and still is a legendary St. Louis sports personality. He's Jay Randolph Sr. And on Thursday, April 6th, you're invited to join KTRS as we present an evening with Jay Randolph and friends at the Playhouse in Westport Plaza. This will be an evening full of stories, laughs, and tributes from the likes of Ron Jacobert, Jim Holgreave, Tom O'Toole, Jeff Smith, Bill McDermott, Jay Randolph Jr., and as Master of Ceremonies, John Carney. This 21 and over event starts at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour that includes drinks and appetizers before heading into the Playhouse at 7 for the event. Tickets are $50 and include the cocktail hour and admission. Join the big 550 KTRS on Thursday, April 6th as we salute Jay Randolph Sr., presented by Triad Bank and Idner Architects, sponsored by Fairmont Park, the St. Louis Cardinals, and LHM. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at MetroTix.
All right, we're about a minute away from chatting with you. If you want to talk, we don't care what it's about. Here are the numbers again. From most cell phones, you just dial star KTRS, which is star 5877. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage. I was on the phone this morning with another advertiser, and I brought up American Equity Mortgage, which we were talking about how long the people that I personally speak for have been on the air, and the average is between 7 and 8 years in the case of American Equity. This person said, who's been on with you longest? I said, that's easy. 25 years, American Equity Mortgage. As Johnny Mathis said, that's a long, long time. Thank you. Thank you so much. As Johnny Mathis, in case you didn't recognize him, from the 12th of Never. Until the 12th of Never, that's a long, long time. Thank you. Well, they haven't been with us since the 12th of Never, but they have for 25 years. You know what they do? Mortgages and loans. A mortgage is a loan. It's a loan. You borrow money for a house because you want a house and you don't want to wait till you've saved enough money, because if you did that, you wouldn't own your first home till you were 68 years old. That's what a mortgage is, a loan. Now, they also loan money to people who already have mortgages, homeowners. Even if those mortgages aren't with American Equity, please call them, talk to them, tell them your AM and the PM. That is important, and let them show you how they can get you the money that you need for whatever it is that's come up that you need, and they can get it at the lowest rate possible based on your credit history. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. I like this name a lot. It's an old name, and they need to bring it back. Lillian. Lillian, how are you?
I am fine. And yourself?
Let me check. Terrific. Thank you.
Well, I knew that. No, I had called because I told Daniel, I said, I thought his little granite remark was cute. I'm going down the road laughing.
Don't ever. Encourage him like that.
Okay. I won't do that again. And when you had that quiz Monday with the porn that Ian was given or Peon was given, the first thing that popped in my mind was Anthony Weiner.
What quiz was that?
Well, how many? Was it something about
how addicted to porn you are?
What number you are?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought of him because, you know, he did stupid stuff.
Did you see the documentary Weiner?
No, I did not.
Lillian, you got to watch it. Do you have access to anything on demand, or do you have a phone or an iPad you can watch movies on, or go to... I wonder where you... If you just Googled where to watch the documentary Weiner, if you can, watch it.
I will try to do that, but I just want to tell each and every one of you that I enjoy your show so much. I listen to it going to work, and there's times that I'm cracking up and people probably going around me thinking, what the hell's wrong with her? You know.
Well, the truth is, if they're not and they don't know why you're laughing, there's something wrong with them.
I do agree with you.
They're the ones that have the problem. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No, but I want to thank you for the comment about Lillian. Yes, Lillian is an old name, and it is coming back.
It's a beautiful name. We're going to bring it back. Thank you, Lillian.
Thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
Now, this is really weird. There's a name, I don't even know if I've ever heard it, Francie. Francie, is that right? Your name is Francie?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure you've heard it.
I've heard Francine. I've heard Fran. Wow, I don't know. I don't know that I've heard it. What can we do for you?
Well, I was just saying,
we have a terrible.
So
we have
much.
a We have a terrible signal. A terrible cell signal here. Go ahead. Try it again.
Yes or no, it's going to be the deciding factor, whereas it might be the turnout of the voters. I couldn't believe that for the mayoral primary, only 30% turned out to vote.
Okay, you're speaking a language we don't speak on this show because we don't talk any politics.
Oh, I see.
You're confusing us with somebody who's educated.
Maybe.
All right.
I love you guys anyway.
We love you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye. We don't do that.
No.
Except the Prop B thing. I am glad. Boy, it kills me to do this. That Dan brought that up the other day. Who do we have on the phone?
Did you see who's on?
Yeah, I do. But who are we talking to? You brought up Prop B.
Me? Oh, John Londo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I read an article where there's a group of people who are opposed to it because they say you'll also be funding bad police departments.
I don't get
what
that. Yeah, I don't understand.
My goodness, people, thank goodness you people represent almost nobody. These cops need so much. A half a cent, that's what you're talking about, one half of 1 cent, brother. I just got an email about this person. Before I mention his name, we play his theme music. I just got an email 2 days ago and said, what has happened to, I won't say anymore, hit the music. Norman. Ooh. Norman. Well, we're going to find out where he's been and why he hasn't been with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Norman Show, starring Norman. Norman, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah? Yeah? Now, why haven't we heard from you for a month or more?
That's one thing. Tomorrow will be my birthday.
How will you be?
I was born March the 30th, 1938 in Oregon. Oregon.
Hey, don't ask us to try to figure that out.
79.
How old?
79.
Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy birthday tomorrow, since we may not talk to you tomorrow.
And I'll play the birthday roll call for those that have a birthday, and I'll play my own birthday roll call here on the kazoo.
Now, right. will there be a difference? Will we be able to tell the difference between the one you're playing for other people and the one you're playing for yourself?
Yeah.
There will?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, why do I hear an echo? I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Norman. Now, I could tell.
All right.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Norman, that was the happy birthday song for other people having birthdays, right?
Yeah, and now
for yourself.
I'll play a happy birthday.
All right.
For me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. If you want to, y'all can sing.
No, I'd ruin it. I want to hear you. Huge difference. Night and day. Night and day.
Now I'll play Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Well, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
didn't
home
see
over
that
there.
Coming. Never get back. Root, home. It's a shame. One, two, three, touch your ass. Your ball game. Yeah, I mean game. I mean game. Game.
Good ball.
I think they ought to let you get on the public address system at the stadium sometime. Open.
Yeah, I like that idea. Great.
That'd be a great idea.
Have you gone to a ball game, Norman? You've been to baseball, right? To see the Cardinals?
Long time ago.
Long time ago?
How long ago?
It was back in the 70s.
Oh,
the 70s?
That is a long time ago.
Whoa. Do you watch them on TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let's get to what everybody's going to want to know about. How's everything with Miss Rosemary Butler?
She's doing pretty good.
Now, that didn't sound like that.
She's doing really good.
Oh, doing really good. That's better than pretty good.
Sometimes her staff itches.
Her what?
She has trouble with her.
Her stuff itches.
Her scalp itches.
Scalp itches. Scalp.
Oh, I thought he said sometimes her stuff itches.
Her scalp. Yeah,
be careful.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's very different. Yeah. Now, how do you know that? Did she call you and go, hey, Norman, my scalp itches?
To my arm itches. It itches.
Your arm itches?
Sometimes my scalp itches also.
Oh. Well, now, wait a minute here. Have you two been together? Maybe she gave you something.
Maybe it's love bug biting us both.
Love bugs? Let me tell you something. If your stuff starts itching, that's a different thing. That's a bug. That's a different kind of bugs. You don't want that.
Norman, are you going out to dinner tomorrow for your birthday?
I hope I could.
Well, what has to happen for you to go out to dinner? What needs to be done?
Your sister needs to take you, right?
We'll see what happens.
This shouldn't even be a question. You should absolutely be taken out to dinner.
Yeah, you tell your sister she has to take you out to Cracker Barrel, Norman. My mom will probably meet you there. My mom lives down around there.
Hey, does your sister know that you go on the air and talk on the radio? Wait a minute. That didn't sound very... You sure she knows?
Now, I'll play the wedding.
No. Okay. Fine. Hey, I can just change the subject.
And I'll request the wedding march. Right. Rosemary Butler.
Oh, that could.
If the other nurses are listening, here's a wedding march for Miss Rosemary Butler and I. My honeysuckle vine.
She is. No, hold on. What did you call your part?
Honeysuckle vine? Yeah. No, not him. Her. Rosemary.
I misinterpreted.
Rosie, and I'm her honeybee.
Your honeybee.
He just buzzed.
I think he is buzzed.
Norman's
buzzed. All right, that wedding march. We're ready. I don't think anything could be louder or clearer, short of a proposal, than playing the wedding march for your girlfriend.
Okay.
I mean, that basically, you're laying it out there like to get married. Now, Norma, when a woman gives a guy something that makes him itch, sometimes that's not a good thing. So, you know, you might want to get that checked out.
That's right.
Okay, he said. I hope you get to go out to dinner tomorrow night. It's your birthday, for goodness sake. Do you know whether or not your sister has ever heard you on the radio? You don't know?
I because that tape for probably being there.
Have you played a recording of it?
Yeah.
How did she like it? She did? Would your sister ever come on and talk with us?
I don't know.
Is she there now?
No.
Oh, so you sneak the calls when she's not there. He's honest. So she doesn't mind that you call.
I'm pretty good at playing Bonanza theme song.
Bonanza
theme song.
Oh, this is, wow, this is. I can almost see Hoss. I can see the dust flying in the hooves. I can hear them.
All right.
I've never heard the Bonanza theme like that.
Man, I haven't either.
I don't think we ever will. Oh, wait, wait. Oh, well, is it over?
Yes.
We're out of time? Well,
we're out of time.
Norman, would you let us know if you get to go out to dinner on your birthday? Would you call us and let us know later, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Norman. Everybody loves you, Norman. You need to know that, okay?
Yeah.
They love you. Yeah. I get emails. They love you.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye, Norman. It's true. Uh-huh. I bet she's never heard him. I hope he gets to go to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoot, if we know how to get a hold of him, we could take him to dinner.
Mm-hmm. And get him to a baseball game this year.
Yeah. What the heck?
The 70s.
We can work on that.
That was the Norman Show. No sponsor. If you'd like to sponsor it, that'd be great. But we don't. We'll put them on anyway. Even without that, was the Norman Show. Mark and Jason, let's have a little talk. Let's have a little talk about money and how much of it we'd all like to have, and a lot of people would like to have it early in life so you could retire early. For some people, that's just not possible. And usually, the reason it's not possible is they didn't have a plan. They just didn't have a good financial plan, because for most people to do that, you need some financial advice. I have a couple of names for you, Mark Rudin and Jason Becker. Mark and Jason, if you've thought about retiring, and you know you have, one of the assets you have no control over is time. You can't make more of it, get less of it, you can't speed it up, you can't slow it down. So the sooner you get in there and get a plan and get started, the better off you'll be, because there will be a point where it's actually too late. You're about 85 years old, and you better start saving some money and investing. Might be too late. You don't want to wait too long. How do you plan? What do you need to do? What do you be thinking about? All I can tell you, because I don't know your personal situation, is if you have $25,000 or more, they will sit down and talk to you. They'll stand up and talk to you. They'll lie down and talk to you, whatever you want to do. Just, you have to call them. Mark Ridden and Jason Becker. The website's markandjason.com. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. The meeting is complimentary. It won't cost you anything, and there's no pressure, no obligation. I know these guys. They are not high pressure. I think you'll be glad you met them. Even if you already have a financial advisor, so what? Can't hurt to get a second opinion. Once again, Peon, give him that website. You're good at it.
MarkandJason.com.
See there? He does it every day. He's good at it.